Good morning. Welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. Radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. What a beautiful morning it is out there.
And last night, it's like back to back.
Yeah.
You end the day and you start the day with just amazing views.
Amazing stuff. My son took a, an amazing picture last night of the sky, which had clouds and red in it.
There were a lot of photos people were posting online.
It was kind of off the chart.
It was crazy.
So on the way in, I took a photo of the morning sky, and I have them both on my Facebook page, and they're both kind of amazing. So
your comment was about that.
Mm-hmm.
Red sky in the morning, right? Sailors, what is it? Take heed?
Take warning.
Take warning, okay.
Because it rhymes.
Which doesn't really apply to us because we're not really on the water.
No.
So it still looked gorgeous. Yeah. For those that are out there, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, red sky in the morning, sailor take warning. Mm-hmm. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. So which one is it?
Uh-huh.
Or both?
I think it's both.
Look at my eyes.
We've had a wild, wild month already.
Wow.
So we're just going to throw it in the rest of super blood wolf moon or whatever.
Blood.
I still can't get it. It's right there.
That's close enough.
All right.
Super blood red wolf.
But isn't blood already
moon.
Red? Oh, I
Yeah.
Not all blood,
blood,
I guess,
red.
Is red.
Yeah. I guess that the descriptive blood red makes it mean it's more red.
Okay.
Or it's that shade of red or something. But it's intense, I got to tell you.
We'll use that one.
I've had so many kind of off-the-chart stories from my clients. And, not to start out on kind of a funky note, but everything from major medical events to death and suicide happened right there in that eclipse. And then a lot of people just feeling some kind of massive change in their air. And I'm going to talk more about that in my astrology report this morning. But yeah, what a time we are in. What a time we are in. So I think today's the last day of January, Benny.
It is.
Whew. Tomorrow is February 1st, and then...
The love mom. Although it should be love 365 days a year.
It should be, but apparently it's not.
Right.
Maybe you and I, Betty, can, get into cahoots with each other and create a new world.
Whoa.
Right?
Just got a little maybe awkward
that,
on the air there.
Yeah, that was a bit much, wasn't it?
Just
yeah.
Hot,
yeah,
man.
It was a little much.
Woo.
Yeah, and Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm just like giving people a heads up because it's been such a heavy month, and February is the love month, and then of course we have Groundhog's Day coming up.
Right, and to flip back on the Valentine's Day thing real fast is another kind of bummer deal. They've actually, remember those candies?
Yeah.
This is the first year they're not they're not releasing them.
Why?
Well,
what happened?
They're discontinuing them.
What happened to the candies?
No one really liked them other than the little sayings on them. I don't think anyone actually really ate them. I think maybe I had one or two out of the entire box and I'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we used to draw them like, angel cards or something. It's like, okay, pull one and see what it says. Right.
During your little teenage years.
Be mine.
Your little teenage years.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the best one for the little boy.
Get the one. Yeah, from the little boy. Yeah. I don't know. I guess people still exchange Valentine's or the kids do.
Yeah, I usually have like my boys draw some up and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
that's good.
So it's good to see those little handwritten cards again.
Yeah. So. We used to exchange Valentine's when I was in school. And I remember, though, that one year, and I don't remember which year it was like we had all made like a big heart, and then people had to put their Valentines in the heart.
Well, we did shoe boxes.
Yeah.
You could design shoe boxes. Yeah. I know we did that quite a few years in a row.
Anyway, I think that the rule was that people were supposed to give everybody a Valentine, but I remember this one year it didn't go that way, and there was a girl in the class that only got like three Valentines.
See, that's not very cool.
I didn't think it was cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was really bad.
I think it's love no matter if there's a, intimate relationship or not an intimate relationship. It's love for the person who they are.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs a Valentine.
Yeah.
So, give yourself one if you have to.
Yeah, hug yourself.
Hug yourself. Yeah. Don't forget about the dog, right? And the cat, they need them too.
Lizard,
and the bird.
Lizard.
The lizard.
Fish.
The fish.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you've got,
Bunny
you know,
rabbits.
Spread the love around, and that's kind of the message.
bunny rabbits.
For today. Yeah, the whatever. Bunny rabbits.
All right, see, there you go.
Yeah, which reminds me, we're also going to go into the Chinese New Year of the pig. The earth
pig. So if you have
pig.
A pig, mm-hmm. love thy pig.
That's right. Somebody sent me a YouTube, I think it was last night, of, you know, because it's so cold in the Midwest, and wow, we send warm energy out there. But they had a picture of somebody who had warm clothing on their pig and warm mm-hmm. clothing on their chicken, and they were walking around with a big, you know, hat on, and you know,
and it's
kind of
you got to protect your animals. I mean, they go out just as much as us as humans do, and their little feet, they can get burned and frostbite. So you got to, like, and it's quick too. So you got to be careful. I'm coming from a guy from Alaska, so I kind of know. But yeah. I did read a story this morning real fast. It was a pharmacist actually made deliveries on a snowmobile in her small town because some of the people couldn't make it. It was too cold and too much snow. So
wow.
she enlisted her, I believe, nephew or son, one of the two, and drove around to deliver heart medication, which is fairly important on a daily basis to fulfill the orders. And it was very nice, very good story, sweet story. So there's good people
story.
Out there still.
Yeah, I love that.
Continue
stuff.
That. Yep, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, because I, you know, I look at all of that stuff on the news, and then I know there are some people, you know, who have lost their life. And so stay safe, stay warm. We, of course, here in Seattle are not having that extreme temperatures, and okay. But we still send you our good thoughts.
We deal with the rain, so we'll handle it there.
Yeah, the rain, we certainly do. So, excuse me, my voice is clogging up a little bit this morning, so I apologize if that happens. We actually have an open mic day today with Loretta. So if you've got a question for your guides and angels, you've got something you need insight with or help with, you can call anytime during the show at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. I'd love to have you on the show with me. And
for a technical question on the side, mm-hmm. our other studio is currently being used in the moment, for the moment. So when callers do come through, either you will be put right on hold or we'll bring you right on the air. We will let you know. So just don't be alarmed if you hear the station right back at you.
Thank
for
you.
A little bit.
I sometimes bring a challenge in, and Benny, he is up to it. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what the kids do. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah, you do.
It's the love month. What can you say?
It's the love
month. Oh, wait, one more day.
Wait, one more day.
I'm preparing myself.
Okay, one more day. One more day. So, anyway, I'm Loretta Brown. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area. And Reiki Oasis offers all kinds of things from Reiki, behavior modification, hypnotherapy, emotional release work, sound work, color work, all kinds of stuff. Meditation workshops. You can find out everything about me at ReikiOasis.com, and you can schedule yourself at schedule.ReikiOasis.com. In February, I do have the Temple of the Divine Feminine coming up on the third Saturday. We had such a great time last month, or this month, I should say. It's still January. And I taught everybody how to create a temple, no matter where you're at, using the seven sacred rules of temple making. This next month in February, we're going to be doing goddess scrolls and doing more work with our ancient Egyptian studies of the nine eyes of Isis. So if you want to come out, sign up at the scheduler, and you can always send me a little email at ReikiOasis@gmail.com. Sorry, that's ReikiOasis@gmail.com, and let me know what it is that you have questions about. I also want to let people know that the Egypt trip has been moved to the fall. So it's going to be in October. And that was just mainly because of me and things that I'm moving around. And so I'll be giving you more information about the Egypt trip coming up in the fall. But that gives you plenty of time to get yourself ready for it. A big thank you to all my patrons at patreon.com/TheLorettaBrownShow. Your support of this show helps me stay on the air and bring you great gifts. So, yeah, we had the big eclipse last week. And the next set of eclipses will happen in July. We're going to feel the energy of this big blood red moon wolf supermoon eclipse all the way till July. But honestly, it's going to begin to fade during the month of February. And by the end of February, we're not going to be feeling it quite so palpably. this eclipse is helping us to release and welcome new beginnings. We're being asked to clear, shift, and maybe feel the need to pivot and shift our life in a completely new direction, which many of my clients have been telling me about. Like, I mean, people are saying, I'm really tired of this job. I don't like living here. This relationship is dusty. My physical health is boring, you know, whatever it is. So the eclipse may have brought you a new opportunity, a new pathway, and you may be wondering how best to move down that pathway. This week, we have been guided and assisted in welcoming in this new pathway. If things have shifted due to this big eclipse, this week is going to help you navigate that and get that clarity. We're headed toward a new moon on February 4th. This energy of this new moon is very bright. And remember, I said the energy is bright, not the new moon, because a new moon means you don't see it, right? So don't misunderstand me. It's one of the best new moons of the years. And while we have this intensity from this eclipse, we're moving into the lighter, brighter energy from that new moon, February 4th. So I hope you're getting the sense while I'm talking that there's a cleanness to this new moon. There's a freshness. There's a true, I'm going to call it, for me, it's like the energy of a new year as opposed to what happened on January 1st didn't really feel like a fresh beginning. And what's interesting about that for me is that the day after that new moon is February 5th, the Chinese New Year, and that is the year of the Earth Pig. So this is the last week of January. This is the last day of January. And if you've been feeling a little like, oh my, I want to let you know we are in the 11th sign of the zodiac right now, which is Aquarius. We have the 12th sign of the zodiac to go, which is Pisces. And then we move into the new zodiac year when we move into Aries. So if you wished your January had a better kickstart to it, don't worry, because astrologically we're still finishing up the zodiac year, and that will go all the way into March, like I said, when we go into Aries. So we also have a peak moment this week where it may not necessarily feel to some people like you've been on a high note, but this could be a week that many of you will know at some level is significant. I kind of think that across the board there's a certain restlessness going on with people. And maybe, like this morning, I got up and I was out and about a little bit, and I'm looking at the sky, and I thought, there's a freshness in this air. I can feel perhaps that spring is coming or there's a lightness coming. So the first peak moment of this year, astrologically, is the larger dance of Neptune and Saturn, which they're going to be doing for the entire year of 2019. And for many of us, this dance between Neptune and Saturn is actually going to define 2019 for us. It wants to bring us together. It wants to bring together what we aspire to, a life more magical and blessed, and actually translate that into tangible outcomes. Whew, it's about time. So it's about having faith. It's about taking action in the direction we desire to go so we can manifest bigger and better things and define for ourselves better what is success. Now, many, many people come to me and they're like, I want to, you know, like, what am I on planet Earth to do, Loretta? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? And I'm always like, well, let's talk a little bit. First of all, what does success mean to you? Because success might be that you're loving or that you're a good mom. It might be that, you know, you've got this career path, whatever it is. But what is success? Are you measuring yourself against what other people say is successful? Are you looking in your bank account going, well, that doesn't look very successful? Or are you looking in your bank account going, wow, I have a lot of money, I must really be successful, but you have areas of your life that really are not where they should be? So this can be a very powerful time for us in our individual journeys, especially as we focus on more spiritual things and bring them into the physical as well. And Saturn is in Capricorn right now, and I think I've mentioned before that we've got a lot of Capricorn energy this year and into next year. Capricorn is the manifester. Capricorn's the one that gets it done. And so with Saturn in Capricorn, it is speaking to our understanding of larger social structures, which many are being aware of, right? And with this influence, there's an influence of Pisces in this mix. It's asking us to bring compassion and the sacred in to larger social structures. So today, Thursday, January 31st, we have the Sun meeting Mercury in the sign of Aquarius. Now, Mercury and the Sun do get together in Aquarius. They get together every now and then, but the meeting of these two planets is about new ideas, new considerations, a sense of what is next, whether it's the next technology, the next idea, the next thing coming into your life. But this energy invites us to consider what could be the next revolution, the next breakthrough. And it's going to be a breakthrough in thoughts, in ways of being, in consciousness, in technologies that will help us understand what is taking place in the larger social structures and how could we bring compassion into those structures and into what is coming next. There are ways we can bridge these energies together. It's the meeting of Mercury and the Sun that has to do with the internet, Mercury and the Sun. Because Mercury is communication, and the Sun just shines the light on everything, makes it bigger. And more of us are becoming aware of changes at the same time because of the connection through the internet. The conjunction of Mercury in the sign of Aquarius will help us gain clarity as to who we are and how we are expressing this uniquely in our individual lives. Now, currently, there's three aspects in the sky. We've got Saturn in Capricorn, we've got the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius, and we've got Neptune in Pisces. And they're all taking place in what is called the last quadrant in the sky. And there's different ways of grouping planets. I'm not going to go into that, but these three signs are the last three signs of the zodiac. That is Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So there's an element here of a very big picture of something really being affected at the end of something before we go into something new. So we should be thinking about the larger implications of our actions and our aims. These three signs respectively denote manifestation, which is Capricorn, understanding, which is Aquarius, and closure, which is Pisces. And you could also kind of oversimplify by saying January, February, and March, right? Closure. So this can be a very powerful time of seeing what you desire manifest in the physical world and in your life and in your reality. This is going to be about what we share with others and what we allow ourselves to receive. So at the personal level, you know, because these are big planets, these are big events in the sky. It's like, what have you really been wanting to manifest? What have you really been dreaming about? This is actually a time to begin to move forward in with that tangibly. Now, I was telling somebody yesterday, and I said, you know, one of the best things that we could do when we don't know what the next thing is just take a piece of paper and begin to just, you know, brainstorm with your own self and write on that piece of paper the ideas that you have, no matter how ridiculous they might sound. Like, you know, like I want to open a healing business, or I want to ride on the back of crocodiles, or, you know, I'd love to, you know, be an acrobat, you know, whatever it is.
Both impressive.
Both impressive. In fact, you could do all three.
Acrobatic while above a moat of alligators, or like, I mean, there's so many options there.
And giving a healing message of love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we'd like to do right now. Let me just put you on a hold there.
Yes.
We are opening up the phone lines, and we have done that already. We have a caller, so let's go to that. You're live on the air with the original Loretta Brown Show. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Marysville, Washington.
Great. Well, there's Loretta. She's like a mini reading
from
her.
Hi, Loretta.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I am doing good this morning.
Good.
How are you?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what can I do for you? Because I know you.
Yes, you do. you were talking about at the beginning how it's February and the month of love, and been on my mind lately. I'm wondering if my guides and angels want to tell me that it's time, that I've done enough work, that I've done the work I've needed to do, that it's time to have someone in my life.
Yes.
Have a best friend. And
I
happen soon.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I first of all, there's this lovely kind of bluey lavender color coming from your guides to you this morning, and I find this very interesting. There's a little bit magenta in there, so I'm going to interpret. They're coming very close to you with a lot of love and compassion. You see how my voice changed a little bit, because I always tap into the energies and they kind of speak through me in my own voice. But they want to say to you, the struggle is over. The struggle is over. And what that struggle might be, and many people have this struggle, is the struggle between, I'm going to say giving and receiving, but that's not quite right. It's the struggle over letting our hearts be open and keeping our hearts close to ourselves. And this is, by the way, a natural protective thing that we do. And also, if we've been hurt, we're going to want to protect our heart, or there'll be a tightness, because that's really what I'm feeling is like, you know, like you want to be in a relationship, but you're really nervous about it, understandably so, right?
Yeah.
But if you can just slightly shift your mindset into just breathe into the space, breathe into the heart, become aware of the light coming out of your heart. And I really mean that, the light coming out of your heart, and just focus on breathing in and out of that. You'll find that your whole system starts to relax. You will remember you are a being of light and love always. That's who you are in your essence. And you let that spread through your whole body, beginning to ask guides and God and divine to help you. Now, when you do this, you get to ask yourself a question, and you don't have to answer this on the air because this information is for you and everyone. You get to ask yourself a question. So, what if I was to allow myself to receive the beauty that life has in store for me? And in beauty is harmony and love. What if I just allowed it to come? Because it's not really about have you done the work and then you receive a reward. That's really not what life is about, although many of us believe that's the way it is. Life is about a journey. Life is about getting up in the morning and saying, wow, I have 24 hours ahead of me that have been gifted to me. What am I going to do with this? And so you just take a nice deep breath. You tap into the light in your heart. You tap into your higher guidance just simply by intending it. You say, all right, God and guides and angels, I'm ready. Let's go out. And then, you know, I want to find love. I want to be love. I want to give love. I want to recognize when love is here. I want to make this world a gentler, healthier place. I have these things that I, these gifts I want to share. I have this business I'm building, whatever it is. And then you just exhale. And in my mind's eye, I take my little PB&J sandwich. I stick it in my backpack with my water and my nice ketone drink, right? And then I have my sword, by the way, but I head out the front door. And my joke, this, because I think that if we approach life with a little bit of humor, it's really great. And I go, well, here's the path in front of my house. Am I going to the right, left, or straight? And they're like, okay, go to the left, okay? And I start walking down the path, you know, whistling. And then, boom, there's a big monster. I'm like, wait a minute. Ah, what's this? And my guides are like, it's just a monster. What are you going to do with it, right? Because this is about the path of life. And just because there's a monster there or a scorpion or a bunny rabbit or whatever it is that we find on the path, we just simply get to say, well, does that have anything to do with me or not? And my joke is, when I see a monster, I give it my PB&J sandwich, and we become friends, and then it comes with me, and it turns into a bunny. You know, that's the way it is.
I like that visual.
Yeah, but your guides really want to... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just feel like I had so many, you know, like fear issues, I guess.
Oh, of course.
To work through before they would, nope. You know, before it would be time.
No. The time is now. And a very powerful message from your guides is you are just fine. You are beautiful. You are loved just the way you are. You do not have to become perfected in some strange way in order to be lovable. You are already loved deeply just the way you are. And I think that this idea that it's struggle, we have to reach a stage of perfection, because I hear this from a lot of people. Oh, well, Loretta, I'm not good enough to do that, or I need some more information before I do that. And I got to tell you that when you step into what you're doing, which you are, then relax, open the throat, relax the squeeze around the heart. If the body is tight, your energy field is tight. And you will go in and out of tightness. There's no idea of perfection here. All you got to do is your little bit, and then, do what is required to show up for yourself in life, because that part never goes away. Every day you have to show up for yourself. But that's not a battle. It's just like I said, it's like, oh, great, it's another day. Let me bounce out of bed, get my PB&J and my backpack and my water, and I don't know, maybe this day on the path, there will be a prince, and he will just sit down and say, oh, my God, I love you so much, right? Let me carry that backpack for you, right? Or maybe you'll carry his backpack. Who knows?
Right? I love the imagery that you come up with. Thank you.
That's from your guides. They're giggling a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
There's a lot more that they could say, but one thing I'm going to say is they say, do not be afraid. Don't fall into fear. Bring yourself back to joy and happiness, and keep doing it over and over and over again. Until you retrain yourself that you are loved and beautiful things can simply come to you by opening your belief system. All right?
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Loretta.
And it's going to be a great month for you. Put a big heart on your bathroom mirror and just keep looking at it. I am love. All right. Bye now.
Thanks, Loretta.
All right. I think we need to take a break, Benny. And the phone number, if you want to call in, is 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. It's Loretta Brown here with the guides and angels. We're waiting for your call. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Reiki healing can be done at a distance? It's true. So let Reiki Oasis focus powerful energy to help relieve your stress, grief, sadness, anger, and so much more. Convenient, personalized treatments at a distance can increase lightness of being. During your appointment, find a quiet place to lie down or sit to receive healing energies. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Every winter, up to 20 million tons of salt are applied to U.S. roads. Road salt can keep drivers safe. But when too much salt is applied on roads, it can pollute streams, kill fish, and increase salt levels in our drinking water. The good news is we can protect water quality and keep drivers safe. You can help. Join the Isaac Walton League's Winter Salt Watch. to receive a free stream test kit. Then, simply dip the test strip in your stream to measure the salt level. Use your smartphone to share your results on the Winter Salt Watch map. If the salt levels in your stream are too high, the Isaac Walton Lake can share ways other communities are reducing salt usage. Ask for your free test kit today. To get yours, go to saltwatch.org. That's saltwatch.org.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the amazing original Loretta Brown Show. I just had to add that, you know, because, you know, that's the way it is,
Benny. You're feeling frisky today.
Totally good. You know, it's the sunshine and that scent of spring coming in like hope for me. You know, it's hope. Anyway, I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis.
Or it's me. I showered this morning.
You know what? a little later in the show, if I have time, I'm going to talk about a chemical-free home.
Mm.
And one of the things that I do, of course, is I use essential oils, or I use, which make my office smell great and my house smell great. And hopefully I smell great. You know, I mean, I realize scent is, you know, a personal choice.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Be right there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's no chemicals in any of it.
Nope.
So, I love it when a house smells really, really great. And of course, my mom used to say, if you're having company, just stick brownies in the oven. Now,
that's usually a good selling tactic or a technique for selling your home. Bake some cookies or have them in the background. There's the sense you can actually have a scent of that in the background, like in the home. But I'd rather actually just physically do it.
Yeah.
Then you're offering too when they come in, like, oh, hey, how about a fresh
baked cookie? They're hot and they're on a plate in the kitchen.
Right.
And you're like, well, yeah, if you want one, if you want to buy my house, you can have one.
I'll throw those in too. Right. I think it works out either way.
We're just having fun. For those of you that are thinking about that, though, the scent, the smell that is most loved through, you know, whatever those surveys they do is like the smell of pumpkin pie. So pumpkin spice.
Yes.
Is apparently, you know, not too floral, not too herby.
You'll know when Starbucks releases it in July.
That's right.
Because it's usually ramped up to October. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Pumpkin spice. Yeah.
I love
that.
Anyway, about food and drink.
Yeah. We're taking callers today for psychic readings and talks with your angels. And the number's 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And if you call in, you might just simply be put on hold. Anyway, let's take our next caller.
Yes, we'll take Rochelle calling in from Kirkland. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, there.
Hi, Rochelle. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, no worries. I just have two quick things. My cat passed a couple weeks ago very unexpectedly. I was out of town. And I just want to make sure he's okay. His name's Ricky.
His name's Ricky?
Okay.
Yes. What color is your cat?
He's a big black cat.
Oh, that's interesting, because you got a white cat around you. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, let me just tap in. Oh, they just brought each other. I'm sorry. I don't know why that's funny. a white cat and a black cat show up together, right? Not in a bar, but in a garden, right? And your cat is saying, I am having such a good time.
Okay.
And don't worry about me. And yes, of course, I miss you. But I think your cat is, I don't get the feeling your cat has been with you right now. But I think very, very soon you're going to be feeling your cat around you. And you might be catching your cat out of the corner of your eye. Because I'm kind of getting that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting that. And there's something, because I'm just sitting with it for a moment. I also think that your cat is like either rubbing against your leg, like your right leg, and maybe around the back of you and on your side. So I can feel that the cat has been there and is going to be coming back more and more, but for some reason it's having a lot of fun with this white cat, which I think they're just silly.
That's perfect. And what do my angels have any just general, suggestions for me?
Yeah, they do. And they're saying that if you have not done any sort of a celebration ceremony for your cat, that it would be really, really good for you to do that, just for yourself and for your kitty. And that can be as easy as taking a moment, putting your hand on your heart, lighting a candle, bringing a flower in, whatever it is that has meaning to you, having their picture there. Because these sorts of things are very important that we just simply say, I loved you so much. Thank you for being
with me. I talk to them all the time.
Yeah. And also remember, because your kitty's really clear on this, your cat's never really going away. They're on the other side, but you could actually, there's something about your cat being able to be with you all the time now and laying on your heart when you need it and those sorts of tender things.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I moved into my place years ago, I had a ghost cat, and I could feel it hop on the bed. You know that feeling when a cat hops on the bed?
Oh, sure.
So I would talk to it. And then I adopted Ricky a little over a year ago from a family, and he would always go, he was an outside cat, but I couldn't have him outside, so I always felt like I broke him because I couldn't let him outside, but I spoiled him.
Oh, honey. Let me just, because I understand where you're coming from with that, but your kitty is saying, OMG, that was the best year of my life.
Okay,
never
good.
Been so spoiled.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Your big, beautiful, loving heart. Yeah.
Okay.
Bless you for that, by the way. And I just want to say thank you also for taking him in for that time. And
Yes. That was good for both of us.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, Loretta, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, and have a beautiful day. So the lines are open, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Call in now for Loretta Brown with your guides and angels if you need a psychic reading or you've got a question. So we talked a little bit about astrology before we took some callers, and I just want to say that Saturday, which is the day after tomorrow, we have tension in the sky. So I just want you to be aware of it, because I think it's raining over the weekend also. But there's going to be, here in the Seattle area, that is. So on Saturday, we have tension between Mars and Pluto. Mars is in its own sign of Aries right now, so it's a powerful player in the sky. Both planets are the ancient and ruling planet of Scorpio, which denotes a sense of rebirth. Knowing what has served its purpose, where we're ready for a rebirth, is what this is all about. So once again, there's a common theme in this astrology report this morning. This configuration between Mars and Pluto can be quite intense, with emotions running strong. So I'm giving you a little heads up. It can feel like fated events can transpire, such as fated relationships, which, by the way, could be good or bad, or some fated power struggle or gains with another person. Ultimately, this conversation between Mars and Pluto is asking us to be honest with ourselves, asking us to be really willing to be reflective and to own our power, to know where we have power, but more importantly, realizing where we don't have power. And I got to tell you, a lot of people have trouble with this thing where they're not actually being honest with themselves, that they either don't have power in a situation or they're trying to overpower the other person to hide the fact that maybe they didn't show up quite right, you know. Whatever that is, there's a great wisdom in knowing when we do have power, when we don't have power, and also what to do with it. So this is a great time for the serenity prayer. Mars is telling us where to have that prayer. Mars talking to Pluto, as I said, is very fated and consequential moment. It's a pivotal moment where we're asked to bring that serenity prayer forward. And so the serenity prayer is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And so this is what Mars is, the courage to change what you can, and the power and peace that comes from accepting where you don't have the power to change things. The element of wisdom is an action in and of itself. And if you add Pluto to this mix, its work, its time has come. We are being presented with the opportunity to change, to transform, and to dedicate ourselves to what it is we are realizing is worth the effort, and where we are realizing we have the power to make those changes. This can be a profound moment for many people. So trust the developments that are coming about in your lives, because I have this feeling there is a little bit of a divine effect going on, like the hand of divine is really here, kind of moving us all around. These developments will help us harness the power for the meaning of change. Now, we also have Venus and Uranus speaking to each other, which I love. This happens about twice a year. However, Uranus is in a fire sign. Aries is a fire sign. So very soon, Uranus will leave the fire sign of Aries for good, and it will not return to it for 8 more decades. So take advantage of this. And it will be at least 20 years before Uranus enters a fire sign again. That means this is the last time we're going to see the supreme high connection between Venus and Uranus in fire signs for a long time. This brings an element of luck, blessings, surprise, and delight in the romantic and financial development areas. So there could be major surprises in finances and romance in a positive way. It can change very quickly. It provides us with an energy of beauty and redefining beauty in our own terms, as well as recognizing our own unique beauty. If you're a fire sign, this will be a super romantic time. The luck factor will be that much higher. If you're an air sign, this is a time when you will be able to tap into the power of your connections. And it will be other people who facilitate bigger and better things in your life. If you are a water sign, a lot of reward will come in matters of career, money, and work. And if you're an earth sign, this is a profoundly spiritual changing energy and could bring forth good karma and blessings you may not have earned, but they will be bestowed on you, possibly because you seeded them or put them into motion a long time ago and then you forgot about it. So the power to change will help the earth signs. Every person will find it good to express yourself, trust your instincts, be spontaneous, and say what you have wanted to say. Go for the love. Go for the joy. Go for the lotto ticket. Go for the changes you want in this beautiful Venusian energy of beauty. I want to thank also Nadia Shah for part of my astrology report today, because she was spot on with all that information about the Venusian energy. And I have a caller. Let's take them.
Yep, we'll take Dee Dee calling in from Bainbridge. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hi, Loretta. This is Dee Dee. Could you tell me, I have a big day tomorrow. I'm trying to resolve a little issue, and I'd like to know what my guides are saying and if they're really going to be there to help me.
Yeah, they're telling you to, first and foremost, put your grounding cord down and don't lift up, right? Just anchor yourself in the earth so that you're deeply but lightly anchored, right?
Yes.
Then they're saying that in preparation that they want you to exhale like 6 or 8 times, just gently exhaling. So because they're basically indicating that you're lifted up out of your body a little bit and with some anxiety or anxiousness, right?
Yes.
And then once you do that, breathe into the light coming out of your heart, surround yourself with a beautiful bubble of energy.
Yes.
And call them in. Call them in as a circle all around you.
Okay.
And focus on their light and simply say, thank you so much for helping me have a positive outcome. And they're telling me to tell you that they think everything's going to be just fine. Don't worry. Wonderful. Yeah, they're with you. They're definitely with you.
Good. Wonderful.
I have another suggestion, too. It's either like a rose petal or petals of a flower or something. Just kind of stick it down in your, I don't know if I can say that, your underwear, your upper underwear.
Okay.
You understand? Like have something in there, even like a little crystal, something in there that you can remember that you have on you that's going to help dissipate any negative energy and just kind of calm you down and bring you into center.
Oh, perfect.
Good. They love you so, so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The smell
and
of roses.
And we love you too, Loretta.
Oh, thank you, Dee Dee. And the smell of roses. Roses. Roses,
okay.
roses, because the Divine Mother is with you. Okay.
Perfect.
We'll talk
thank
to you
again. Very much.
Thanks
for helping me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So sweet of you.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you very much for helping me.
We have a lot of things going on astrologically in the sky, and I'm going to talk for just a few minutes about having a chemical-free home. Living chemical-free seems like a luxury to many people because, after all, organic products tend to be pricier, and many people say, is it really worth the cost? Beth Greer, an environmental health consultant and the author of Supernatural Home, warns that chemicals can act as endocrine disruptors and substances that interfere with our natural hormones. This may lead to the worsening of conditions like allergies, asthma, and other symptoms like fatigue, nausea, and headaches. Prolonged exposure may even lead to more devastating health problems. The Toxic Substance Control Act of 1978 grandfathered in an estimated 65,000 to 100,000 chemicals currently on the market today in products that you use every day. And what does that mean to you? These chemicals have not had any safety testing. We know very little information about their effects. And of the chemicals tested, toxic labeling is required on them only if 50% or more of the animals tested with a chemical die. Now, that's pretty startling information. Under the TSCA, the Toxic Substance Control Act of 1978, manufacturers are protected by trade secret laws that allow them to keep their ingredient lists a secret. If we knew of all the substances that were in our products, would we actually use them? Would we clean our carpets with them and expose our animals and our children to them? We probably wouldn't. So here's a few toxic substances to be aware of that are found in many, many things. The first one is alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. It may increase the risk of throat and oral tongue cancer. It is found in mouthwash. Aluminum is a skin irritant and linked to nerve damage and brain disorders, mainly Alzheimer's and breast cancer. And aluminum is found in deodorants. DEA or TEA is a potential carcinogen that is most commonly used as a foam-boosting surfactant emulsifier and a dyeing aid. It is found in shampoos, conditioners, bubble bath, shaving gels, shower gels, and cosmetics. Oh my. Then we have propylene glycol, an antifreeze solvent shown to cause dermatitis, kidney and liver abnormalities in animal studies. Labeling on industrial bottles given warning to avoid skin contact. Avoid skin contact? It's found in deodorants, cosmetics, shaving gels, conditioners, shampoos, toothpaste, face creams, and my favorite, ice cream.
Oh!
Goodness sakes, right?
Good grief.
I know. Some of this stuff is frightening. I always look at labels, and I'm like, if I can't even pronounce it.
It shouldn't be in that body of
yours. Probably should
nope.
be on, in, near, or around
yeah,
me.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
Do we have time for one more caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just want to get her on. So Nancy from Seattle is calling in and joining us. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, darling. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, I'm awake this early and I never am, so I thought that meant I should call in.
Whoa.
That's a good start right there.
What is going on, girlfriend? Woo.
For what do the angels and guides have a message? Do they have a message for me? You know I'm never awake this early.
They say, rise and shine. It is a beautiful day. Don't,
it is.
Yeah, embrace the day. That's funny what they're saying. Embrace the day. Open your eyes. Look up. There is always light and hope all around us. You are so deeply loved. And they're very playful and joyful today. They want you to just keep doing that kind of a thing, like breathe deep. Exhale. You are still alive. You are on planet Earth.
And still alive.
Yeah, and your radiant light is still shining for all to see. So enjoy, embrace, and have a wonderful time living. That's really their message. Yeah. Hugs to you from all that love you, even from dearly beloved on the other side. Yeah.
I've seen you bit them a lot lately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah. So thanks so much for calling
Excellent.
In. Blessings to you. That was a beautiful little message. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Thank you. So, yeah, we have a lot of toxic chemicals. Here's some easy ideas on how to change your home to be chemical-free. Switch it up is the first thing. Start with foods and products you use most often and switch out one in each category. For example, if you drink milk, switch to organic milk. Or switch to almond milk or nut milks, something that does not have pesticides and growth hormones. If you use lipsticks, switch to a natural one. Choose a natural deodorant. Here's another idea. Try the farmer's market. Because eating organic is so important, try shopping at farmer's markets. You can find some good deals there, especially just before the market closes. I've seen broccoli for $1 a pound, for example. Farmers don't want to have to bring unsold food back to their farm. You can also try planting your own garden. There's a lot of these things out here where you can grow a little tiny garden in a small space. So eat fresh and not canned. Here's another idea. Use natural fragrances to make things smell good, such as essential oils or, you know, cooking something in the home to make it smell good. One of my favorite things is simmering a pot of water with a few sticks of cinnamon, a handful of cloves, and a few slices of oranges or lemons. And if you just simmer that on the stove, wow, it makes your home feel good. You can open your windows and let natural air flow through your house. Let your home breathe. Whether you live in a city or a suburb, or it's hot or cold outside, you can get rid of unpleasant odors just by opening your windows and replace it with a natural, fresh alternative. And you can also if you know energy work, you know, like Reiki, hold your hands in the middle of your room and send your Reiki out to help clear the space. Be sure to buy sulfate-free products for cleaning and laundry. Make your own products that you can use in your home. I have all kinds of great recipes for home products. And if you want a list of those recipes, send me an email to ReikiOasis@gmail.com or send me a letter to Reiki Oasis, and I will send you some recipes for home products. Remove your shoes at the front door so you don't bring in things, and bring in houseplants. Houseplants can help clean our space faster than anything. So little changes can mean a lot to you, your children, your family, your pets, your environment, and of course we want to have a small carbon footprint. So have fun this week. So many wonderful things. Happy Groundhog's Day. Happy New Moon. Happy Chinese New Year. Happy love. Happy finances. Happy life. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loretta Brown, and I'll talk to you next week.